More than a third of young people who suffer a concussion will experience mental health issues which may last for years. That's the staggering new finding from Murdoch Children's Research Institute after probing the outcomes of more than 90,000 children who had been concussed. Researchers say the finding means it's imperative to intervene early with mental health support to avoid longer-term repercussions. Nancy Notson reports.
By the age of 15, Emma Henry had suffered two serious concussions.
I had a concussion in 2019 from a hit to a netball post, and in 2020 I had a concussion caused by a basketball being hit into the back of my head.
The effects from her first concussion lasted about a month. The second injury was a different story, and she needed specialist care.
I did rehab for about 7 to 9 months with different eye exercises, getting my exercise back up, so I was unable to do the simplest of tasks, such as a walk.
But while her physical health was recovering, she noticed other effects.
I suffered from anxiety, mostly. I was very anxious to go out in public and do things and return back to school and sport. I felt a sense of hopelessness during my concussion. I thought it wasn't going to end.
Emma's experience reflects the findings of research done by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne and published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They reviewed dozens of research papers from 1980 to 2020, encompassing 90,000 children from several countries who had concussions.
Interestingly, what we find clinically when we see these kids is that mental health problems were surprisingly common.
Professor Vicky Anderson is the Director of Clinical Sciences Research at the Murdoch Institute. They found that almost 37% of children who were concussed experienced mental health issues.
Mostly mood problems like anxiety and depression, and some trauma symptoms as well, and that these problems tended to arise in the late stages of recovery. So they weren't evident to begin with, but as the headaches, dizziness, nausea reduced, then these mental health problems started occurring.
The research also found that 20% of children went on to experience aggression and attention problems. Professor Anderson says some children had pre-existing mental health tendencies, like being more anxious, and the concussion seemed to exacerbate those issues. There has been a lot of work in recent years about the link between concussion and mental health, but it's believed this is the first time the incidence has been quantified for children. And the findings are important because just as there are physical recovery strategies for children with concussion, they show it's also crucial to keep an eye out for mental health symptoms, with the researchers advising the approach be integrated into standard concussion management.
Mostly if the kids are treated, they will resolve, but without treatment, the problems can go on for several months and, you know, even in a very small number of kids for years. So early intervention is really critical so that we don't get these symptoms setting in and we support kids to be able to understand and manage their symptoms.
Teenager Emma Henry is now getting help for the mental health effects she suffered following her concussion. But how different things could have turned out, she says, if it had been addressed earlier.
If I did have that extra support of the mental health aspect, I think it definitely could have sped up my recovery, because to actually get better from the concussion physically, I had to go out and do things. But I couldn't because I was so anxious because of my mental health. So I think implementing mental health strategies earlier can definitely benefit and increase recovery time.
Teenager Emma Henry speaking with Nancy Notson.